Siri Lomi Nai Gortani Lama Siringo.
So first we're going to recite the first of the
Deje Dona Katanuma Dere Devaje.
First of the two songs that have been translated from the Tambobongo Dorji, which is called The Fortress of the Eight.
Tambong Gozambongombo Dorji Namdale Tetar Tuda Namba Tamje de Lucin Devar Doni. Deva te chuni tongba ngangne mayupe devan do songne ngondu zu onzu tu tok ji mon de tan de sen ba chi
so we will now talk a little again about the section of the Mahayana which is the Vajrayana
da Kangye par sar tambichu jirambani goyitsambang gwambu durji sungur le dongor goyi nani talam dongor ngapa nire tangpo ngapa tamse ngkalan dongor ni nitong rwa nitong du ni namda tang nyansa tong trima mepa tang rangka khanchen thongwa som tamse ngkalan dongor yinki sala som.
So then to continue on with the song that we were looking at yesterday, the song of Kotsambo Gompo Dorje, we move on to the fifth verse. We finished the first four yesterday, for those of you who are fresh as yet. We seem to be short of a couple of copies. I didn't realize there'd be so many new people. I'll print some more copies of this song and bring them tomorrow. Sorry. This fifth verse says, this is the song of Kotsambo Gompo Dorje, which is called The Flourishings of a Lance in Space. So, the fifth verse says, here in the translation of saying violations downfall, the Rinpoche translates or comments on these two words in a different way from what I've heard before. So, this should be something like violations, comma, downfalls, or violations, dash, downfalls. It refers to both of those. Violations, downfalls being primordially pure, corruptions being clarity and emptiness without stain, and concerns for oneself cast out is samaya, flourishing the lamps in space.
Tambu ni tong do ni nam da tang hi ba. Ni pa tang tong la, hi ba ke yang bu wang de se na, ni tong se, jik de hi na yang de gire. He pa travel wang de se na ni se je de ni pa de jung re lu na yi som je ni pa tang ni pa ya de na lu na yi som je ni pa de lu na yi som je ni pa lu na yi som je jung lu na yi som je chul pe le ka lo la ni pa se go go re Tong se je de tongwa de, tongwa se je de je pa tan de ba, se so so tar pe domba, nang san ju sen pe domba, san wang ha ke domba de, ke lin tan de ba yue ba, ke lin tan gar ba te so la, tongwa se hi ge de, tongwa la ya se so tar nang san ju san wang ha je, nye pa tan tongwa, ta hi zhe me ra ma bu yue de. Chabu wang de sen. Jitang ni si jitu nipa de jung ji me de nyong mong ba tam che yang nipa de sin che lo ge to kwan da wu nipa da wu kog de. Tan do do na he pa ke yang bu wang de sen na ni dong sen na dong wa si jit se. Chabu wang de sen na ni dong so so he yang. Ni dong do ni nam da dang se. Nipa tan tongwa te nambar takwa re kunzol te nipa tan tongwa te chung re ina yang ne lok lo nitong nambar takwa nipa tan tongwa re nguwam rangyam ne lokam hilok te hilok le trema mepa nambar takwa re nitong do ni nambar takwa te tangbo takwa mayimba pata ni takpar choba re tam se na te ma re nitong do ni namda Do ne, ye ne, tangbo ne, doima ne, nambar takwa re. kunzum trupa wang de sena, ni patan tonga jongre, in a young ni tonga, ne look the dun in number tapare. Tandi caps a ne look jingle lend there by young, he younger, sucking to Zokinda or Tantana, jingle lend there, jingle map. Yedor yedanda with him, dun in number tap. Dun in number tapa into yeda than yedor. Nyasa don't trama mapatam. Same Nelok Saja Chimbo to, ne? Saja Chimbo Tava to Tava than Timbe Nyabar Yator Hina, Nyam Yong de Nyam de Satongre, Satonganyam Sarva Kona, Tantonga Kona Nyam Yong Mayimba, Saja Chimbo Nyam Yong de Nyam de Satonganyam Nyam Satongong over the Tama Mapare. Saja Chimbu, Nyam Satongong o la Tama Mapa. Tama Mapa, they are doing it Tama Mapa, Yini Tama Mapa. Yeda than Kadas. Joking than Tony Yeda Kadas. Dome Sanjay Sijita Pachiquayam. Tama Mapa than o la Tama Mapa. Mola Tama Mapa de Juni Namji Tan. Winta Namji, the Jui Lama Tizula, the Hinyan Borang, all the Tama Mapa somebody, to Entanda with the Chibari. Nyam Satong the Tama Mapa Tang. Ranga Kanzin Tonga Song. Ranga Kanzin Sijite Kare. Ranga Kanzin, Dani Jakanzin. Rang Yaku Yung Yaka Samu Mapa. Rang Yaku Ta Zangbo Tang. Rang Kaja Jinda. Then Rao, some sunny mapa, Jago. Ranga Kanzin Tonga Ranga Kanzin Tonga, Tisom, Tan Yitong doni Tama mapa, Ti Tama mapi Tama mapi Nihi Gogodo. Nyam Satong Tama mapa, Tele Yang, then Nihi Chever Jingo. Ranga Kanzin Tonga, Ti Rando mapa. Rang and Dapa Mapa. Tipa Chimbu Lola Yan Sanjo, Simba the summer, Mune Chakpa La Ranga, Rando Mapa, the Gogri Sigilo. Then Nangi Dodi Tipa, then the Tipa Chimbu Ningbun Dawa Indu, Rang and Dapa Mapa. Ranga Kanzin Tonga. Ma Sanjay to compound Jopo Drop San and Alla Donga Mapa, Najipo Yungre Sana, Ranga Kanzin Re, Mune Tipa Chimbu Lam Yungamar. Ranga Dapa Seba. Ten number som de Yona, Tamsen Kalandong Goreta. Jumsin som de Tawan Kalandong Gorge, Jumsin som de Mara Tamsen Kalandong Gorge, Jumsin som de Tana, Tamsen Kalandong Gore, Nam Kalandong Gorwanda. Tamsek Tangbuni Tagware, Tanda Kitching Malayan Tagware, Junebo Kandeji. Nyami Sena Yang, Tamsik Nambar Tapare, Mola, Tamsik Nyambata, Tamsik Dangarwa, Nelo Luyoma.
This the fifth verse then, is about Samaya. Samaya meaning without the love of faith. Context. And the first two words in Tibetan and Yetung translate appearance, violations, downfalls. It just says it doesn't matter too much whether you separate them out as two different things or whether you see them being joined together. What it comes down to is that you have a body, speech, and mind, and that if you go along and do, he said, doing negative things with body, speech, and mind is a bit like doing the work of confusion regarding body, speech, and mind. So when we talk about Nye and when we talk about Tung, we're talking about doing confused work on the basis of doing it with our body, doing it with our speech, or doing it with our minds. However, if you separate the two out and make a distinction into what they are, violations are reduce activities of body, speech, and mind done on the basis of not having some vow, something that you've asserted that you are going to do, and downfalls are creating the negative activities of body, speech, and mind based on having asserted that you are going to do something, in other words, having said that you are having made a vow about something that you're going to do. So violations and downfalls together, whichever way you look at it, the activities due to a mind which is back to front, a perverted mind, a mind which is seeing things the wrong way. Okay, so that's what Nen Kung are. The thing is that from the perspective of Mahamudra, things are completely pure already. It is said that everything is clarity and emptiness unified. Everything is inseparable clarity and emptiness. So in fact, these various faults and these various violations and downfalls of body, speech, and mind that we can make are emptiness and clarity inseparable. And emptiness and clarity inseparable is something which is stainless. So those two things join along together that way. Well, it looks like... Sorry, okay. Sorry, I'm making a mistake there. This violations and downfalls are primordially pure, and that they are primordially pure because there is emptiness and clarity, as it says in the next line, and that emptiness and clarity is unified, and being unified is a primordially pure situation. Okay. When we talk about pure here, actually there's two words, or there's a number of words, not just two of them, there's a number of terms in both Mahamudra and in Dzogchen traditions. And these terms are things like Yedru, Yedak, Kadak, and so on. Yedru would mean primordially liberated. Primordial here means that's how it is. It doesn't mean somewhere back in time. It's kind of the closest word we can get in English. It means it was always that way. It's that way right now, and it always will be that way. Primordially liberated, primordially pure. Then for Kadag you can say alpha pure or something like that. So what we're talking about here is a situation that is from the beginning, right now, it always will be completely pure. And therefore, when we talk about making down violations and downfalls in that context, you're actually talking about a situation which is not impure, but which is pure. The in the next line it says, corruptions being clarity and emptiness without stain. There's a mistake in the translation here. There's a word that can do double duty. I translated it as corruptions, but it's not corruption. It's experience. An experience here meaning the experience that one would gain through meditating or through practicing on the path of Mahamudra. In other words, what you actually get to is emptiness and clarity without stain. So this is just saying that the actuality of things right now, which is what Mahamudra is always talking about, is primordial purity, primordial liberation. It's something which is completely free from. A few days ago, one of the things that came up was binding and liberation, or being fettered and being liberated. This is a pair of terms that come together. When we talk about being primordially pure, we're talking about a situation which is completely past any idea of being bound or being liberated. It's completely transcends all that. It is purity in its own right. So they're all limited. Gave all of these different words and all of these different terms that point to this fundamental purity that's ongoing. And this kind of purity is talked about in both the Dzogchen and Mahamudra traditions. Yeah. then the third line is, the third line says, concerns for oneself cast out. This literally means that all ideas that you might have for yourself about whether things are good, whether things are bad, and so whether you have to do something or don't do something, you know, if I do this kind of activity, it's a bad thing to do. If I do this kind of activity, it's a good thing to do. All of these kind of ideas are actually all ideas which are coming from your own perspective about all of them are coming from concern for yourself and your own situation. So this is saying these are beside the point. And there's kind of an interesting structure here in the Tibetan that the word for being cast out is actually the imperative form of the verb, which you literally can't translate into English, but it's sort of saying the concerns for one are cast out and cast them out is kind of very strong language. So there's no place, in other words, for concerns that come from your own side about good and bad. If you have all of these three things, if you approach things in that way, then you have the samaya, which is flourishing in lands of space. Oh, and Rinpoche said that the purity that's being talked about here is the same as the purity that's talked about in the various Mahayana texts, such as the Peerless Continuum, the Ju Lama, where it talks about the purity of the Tathagatagarbha. So it's the same kind of purity. It's exactly the same purity that's being talked about here.
Sir Tabatili Jana Sota Sam Sin Sana Gadomba Tani Malawaji Sir Pichu Tang Chugundo Sir Jito and Dala Tutu Nabu Tupa Sir 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 Pichu Tang Chugundo Sir Jito and Dala Tutu Nabu Zona Nibare Tupa Sir, Nirang take a lola, Kovala, Ninjong, Joa, the judge on the devil dog, Kalan and Hinjam, but you go here. Tisena, Sir Rang Lang Chogumare, Benna Jundaji, the Sir Puna Lang Chogumare, Sir Lakwa, the Langna Tonga Jungre, Karasan Tonga Jungre, Ninjong than Gargoyore, Ninjong the same than Gargoyore, then Tonga Jung. Then it take back Timber Sanju, Sambayina, Juna, Sanju, Sambala, said Puna, said Lang over there, Malang and Doan Jungle. Jim Saint Carre, take back Timber Lola, Randon, Mayimba, Randon, Dajombas, Dubasa, Mayimba, Yendon, Dog over there, Yendon, Dubala, then it Junda, take a set Timber Puna, take Langna, Junda, take Gabo Yungre, said the Peju, and the same thing, Mangola, Ropazo over there. Said lang over malang na tong anjung ko te suma sanju sambal dorje te ko lola ser tang sado la che par ta na sanju dorje te pe tam sik de te sang ga gre jum sen kar na se tak par ram jan te ta go gre tak par ram jan te ta bu khelin zo go ro wang ga sa zo ta te ro ro za zang bo le hen ba me ba nen ba la chung de ta ge me se ne wang ga kap sa khelin zo ge re ba Takpa Ramjan ji khelin zo jai zaya yore. Tisay na ser tang sado la khepar ta na teni dorji tekta tamsik te te san gargir. Gargir. Dorji tekta taba tang gargir. Teso tang te tongha re. Te nyepa ta tongha la te sepa yore.
A way to explain about the violations and downfalls and how it actually comes out in Mahamudra is to look at what violations and downfalls mean throughout the three yanas, using gold as a kind of example, or gold as a substance which will illustrate how the idea of downfall is seen. In the context of the pratimoksha, in the context of self-liberation, in the yana, If you take what you have to do, in what is prescribed in that particular yana, is to take up the vows of personal liberation in whatever form you take them, whether it's a layperson's vows or a monk's vows or a nun's vows or whatever. And having taken up those vows, especially for a monk or a nun, there's actually a prohibition against accepting gold. You're actually not allowed to put it in your hand. If somebody, your benefactor comes along and offers you a chunk of gold or even some little piece of gold, you're not actually allowed to receive it here, according to very strict interpretation of Vinaya. So there are good reasons for that, but nevertheless, in the yana, that's how you approach gold. You're concerned about yourself, basically. In the Mahayana, the concern is not only for one's own situation, the way that Vijay said that is, it's one's not just concerned about self-emptiness on this side, but one is also concerned about emptiness of other, shintong. And because of that kind of concern, one in Mahayana doesn't really want to take the gold, doesn't really like to take the gold, but you have to take the gold mm-hmm. because you're concerned for others. Okay. So on the basis of looking after them, on the basis of considering them, you accept the gold, and then basically that looks after them. Then in the when you get to the Vajrayana, and so we're talking about Mahamudra context again here, there's a set of vows, those with that yana as well, those vows are called samaya. And those, in the samaya vows, actually there's the kind of mind which actually likes to take gold a little bit, Rinpoche said. It's sort of a little bit you like to do that. And there isn't,
Setan Sadola, Taparambian Tavare, Setan Dola, Tepartana, the new Sanga Tansi, Tesagar, Karesena, Tarpata, Taparambian Gitini, Sadola, Tepartana, Madapa Topole,
and in fact,
Doto Calatana.
In fact, whether it were gold or a rock, or just, gold or just some ordinary old rock, it wouldn't matter very much. That's why one is quite happy to take gold in the Vajrayana. And the reason for this is based on the fact that in the Vajrayana, one's view is the view of universal purity. Everything is completely pure from the beginning. So you're actually quite happy to take the gold. You're quite happy to take the rock, too, for that matter. No differentiation between the two situations.
Tene te jomchen te nyenche jo lo la gelong dang gelong ma la se phena tani gabo me ga na batong ko re sen kha me ga na batong ko re ko song che je so nyenche jo lo la jenda te ke gelong la se phena Tela gabo mepe namba tong go yore. Kainsana, chata cha namba tong, hiencha mepe namba te mala tong go yore, jindala. Hiencha, gabo mepe namba tong go yore. Sancho samba che le puna, te serche puna, serche mpoche puna, gabo yore pa pe. Keta, Sancho samba te gabo yore pa namba tong go. Kainsana, ota serpe topson, ya pundo nge, te lopra la ropa seki, nepa la ropa seki, Mochoho Sola Ropa singing, Tapi Yapo Johnson, Gawa Yapa Namba Tongo, Jendati Puna, Gavin Namba Tonsor. Then a Dorje take part Nanjer Pachi in a Yamni to Namba Tongo, Gawa Yamare, Dubo Yamare, Seda, Sado Le Cheva Yamare, De Mama Narop and Namtapa, Yihidian Kandoman, Negaman Nantalire, Seda Sado Le Cheva Mapena, Magava, Tangava, Tiga, Nika Tongo Mare. Nyamni ke namba tongo. Khepa mepa, nyamba ni. Do chikda, se chikda, khepa mepa. Landar mepa, nyamni ke namba tongo. Zotanga wote, tingko wote.
So if you're a bhikshu, you're a monk, I presume that means you're known as food. Your benefactor, your sponsor comes along and wants to hand you a chunk of gold. Well, you really don't want it. No. Because this is a thing which can cause or arouse desire in your own mind stream. And because of that, you really don't want to have anything to do with it. So you will show the aspect, show the aspect of pushing it away. No, I don't want that. That's concerned because of your own mind, some kind of attachment will come up. Then as far as the Bodhisattva, so then we move along to the Bodhisattva. Now the Bodhisattva actually, in spite of what Rinpoche said before, is quite happy to get the gold, because he gets this chunk of gold and he thinks, oh, this is really good. Now I can give this to a school over here, I can give it to the students over here, I can help all of these people with this chunk of gold. So he's kind of quite happy about it. When we get to the Vajrayana context, it changes again. Now Rinpoche is saying that actually the Vajrayana practitioner doesn't sort of care one way or the other, because from the perspective of universal purity, he sees no difference at all between a chunk of gold and a piece of rock. Absolutely no difference whatsoever. It's said in Naropa's life story and also in the life story of Nyingma that these things are pure because there is universal purity. These things themselves are not something which is to be accepted or rejected. These things themselves are of no difference at all because they are they belong in the realm of equality. So there's no difference between them. You can't differentiate them as being this or that or the other.
The Tamsen Kalan Dongo de Dzogchen Tadusena Son Sanlen de Eta Tamsik Sigre Sonza Sonza Yomara Son Sanlen de Eta Tamsik Sigre Tundan Tse Tamsik.
Said in the Mahāti tradition that this kind of samaya is a samaya which is free from need. There is not something to be protected and there is not somebody who needs to protect it. It is something free from the protected and the person who is protecting it.
Then is Hakinji Lola, Son Sanlin Depa and Samsan Songare, Yan Sami Jidomba, Tamtik. Son Samlin de Sami de Domba Jimmy Jeppers. Sami de Domba Yan Sigiri. Sonsa Sonsil in the Tamsig.
And then in the Mahamudra, sometimes they talk about the Samaya which is free from that which needs to be protected and the protecting person. And sometimes they talk about Samaya which is free from defilement. So there are two ways of talking about it in the Mahamudra. One is this way that's free from something to be protected and somebody who has to protect it, and the other way is this is what's called the vows which belong in the class of undefiled vows. They are undefiled vows.
In this one, Sanlin, they have a tamtic, they want some to talk while the same genial talk over there, Lamson Yungumundo. So on Sanlin, they have a want some to talk.
Actually, this kind of view then, talking about here is something that you have to realize directly. However, for as long as you haven't realized it directly, in other words, as long as you're a beginner, then one has to think that there is something that needs to be protected a bit. For beginners, since we haven't completely realized this state, if we just abandon the idea that there's something to be protected, then that's not going to work. But in the end, having arrived in a direct recognition of this state, when it's something that's actually manifest for you, in that state there is nothing to protect.
Tene malare te sungor kangor nidon samo le jang denang yi song zang lende pa tamsik sungpa.
Kangur. Kangana, lapse kana. Sino. Kangur nidon sam.
There's a song which Miller called the Song of the Definitive Meaning, which is sung on the Snowy Range. And in that, he explains this in exactly the same way. We need to make that song just like we've made these things here, and we need to do that something we really need to recite together. So the propel of you sung on a snowy range.
Ta topa nyingjin kalan dong gonne rangge hindu se pa tang zumi ze ba balong tang jo do hen den jar ba som nyingjin kalan dong go ri hi sa ba sa.
Then we get to the next verse. Wanting for oneself exhausted, ways of love without strife, and being without depression or fatigue is
atang balong tang chik tere. Take the thing, Balong 人也不做要给得办到我们吧
This translation that you have in there is a prime example of why you shouldn't translate late at night. The third line, being without depression or fatigue, is missing one piece. It should be without depression or fatigue, comma, or selfish concerns. Actually, it should be and selfish concerns. Okay, so there are three lines in this again, and these three lines are all regarding compassion, flourishing, and management. So, the first line is talking about the fact that one's own selfish concerns, one's own thoughts of oneself need to be exhausted. If you have a kind of compassion which is still full of selfish thoughts, then that's not going to be the kind of compassion that we're talking about here. But more than that, it's not just that one needs to be rid of selfish thoughts, it's that one needs to, the whole operation of selfish thoughts needs to be exhausted altogether. And the way that it needs to be exhausted is spoken about in the sense that normally, if you have a child, then you need a mother who's going to look after the child and have compassion for the child. But in this case, in the Mahamudra tradition, they actually talk about having a child who doesn't need a mother sitting there looking after it. The mother can go and do its own things. The child in itself is naturally sufficient and naturally capable of taking care of itself. They have that kind of way of talking. So this first line is wanting for oneself to be exhausted in that particular way of thinking about it. The next line, waves of love without strife. In the Tibetan when it says palong, it means waves. Rinpoche says that's the same as palang, which is just another word for waves. And it's an example of how the love is, that it comes out in waves of love. The first part of the sentence in the Tibetan says tu me. Tu means strife or trouble, something stirred up. Rinpoche says if you're a practitioner who has compassion, but you have all sorts of aggression and so forth in it, and making trouble for other people, that's kind of not the way to do it. So here, it's not just that you have waves of love, but you have waves of love without all the problematic, troublemaking parts to it. There is another way which this could be seen. It could be that there's a mistake, a spelling mistake in the text, in which case you would have so rather than so. And if that were the case, you would be talking about waves of effortless love. Effortless here not meaning that you sort of do it easily, but effortless in this special sense that goes along with the Mahamudra teachings, that something arises in a spontaneous kind of a way that it doesn't have the efforts of conceptual mind associated with it. And Rinpoche says that either way of looking at it is just fine. Then we get to the third line, being without depression or fatigue and selfish concerns. There's two words there, chö du. Chö means being without, so for somebody who's in this state, it should be that your compassion is something that arises without any sense of becoming overwhelmed by the task at hand. So that would be the first word in Tibetan, chö. That means that the mind has become sort of depressed about what it's doing. Then at the same time, physically, you shouldn't become fatigued about wanting to help sentient beings. There should be no sense of becoming overwhelmed physically by the task at hand. So we have being without depression or fatigue. And then after that, it says shedun. And shedun just means your kind of really deep concerns for yourself, basically that you have your own aims all the time. So one is completely free of all of those things. So if one is completely free of all of those, then one has this compassion flourishing in lands and space. And the kind of compassion that we're talking about here is non-referential compassion, compassion which is really the authentic compassion.
Then it to me, there balloon de penna, malade be, then it cherabon gombo doji, namdalis on the inside. Shava jeta, domagin and ninji jere, then it chetan gombo doji, ninji jevara mato, de la condo mazabre, neba mazabre. So by you know, Shava le ninji jere.
And in Rinpoche's way of, regarding this verse, in Rinpoche's way of thinking, when he looks at this second line, waves of love without strife, the way he sees it is rather like, as it appears in the story, in one of Milarepa's stories, it's the story of Milarepa and the hunter. So there was this one hunter they called the Chirua, and he was out. His livelihood was to go and hunt and kill deer, and the Lorenzo basically came the whole situation. So in this case, this particular hunter had a lot of like aggression towards the deer. He didn't have any. In some ways, he might have considered the deer, but he didn't really have it. But he still had aggression going on towards the deer. He still had some
neurosis.
We will again, as we did previously, talk more about the Vajrayana aspect of the Vajrayana tradition and how to bring that forth into experience.
Tene talam yam ki le ni ki ki na ba se pa bo la.
Gojang wa, gojang bang wa mo du ji sung go re. Mi mi nam ba ye do ki ki.
So what we're talking about here is that you have to have love for everyone, including even the people. So then today we have another song from the life example of Gojang Bang from Bodoji. This is a small song about which shows about the eight types of non-duality.
Namun guru, namo sanchava, guru lama, lama sanchava. Je kunga dhani rambo chi, nimi deva chenpo ye, rava dunga mensele, rambo chi la sanchava tu uchi sava song. Ye, ye sanchava, ye. Kunga ye dhani, kunga ye rambo
Accepting and rejecting being known.
Zumni ya pu chaga mari nyokpa tangu
nyokpa
de kare zimba nyokpa re nan zimba sembe de dan de o sa ben zimba nyokpa de tangwa ke tende tende kalam do ko de de sin tangu zimba nyokpa tangu nan zimba sembe su ba ke nyepa de jujin zumni charwa
ni
tende ke nawa de jujin tu ba re jujin tende chokwa la tende nawa ka go do
then na
tende ta ba
nam chi yin
de da bu ni tan
chho tan wa tan
pa ta la tende pe tende zo do
tunang na da bu ni cha ge tunang na da bu ni cha ba de jujin ge zum
Yedam lay in Nawatan, Tamun Dolan, the Tamun Dolan, Namdang, and the Yerman City, that so regarded the Yerikis of a song. Then it ended at Nawala, Tamu, Yedam, you were a lay,
Tamun Dolan, he go.
Then Naman Dalan
looks had a temple, Tobala,
Zambo, Namba, Parche, Tomba,
Dijon,
Dijon, Dijon,
Dijon,
Namdo, Tokamola,
Dijon,
Zambo, Tando Lanzari, Dijon, Pandra, Naman Dolin, Hippa, Namba, Tova, Samara,
Taman Dolin, Hiko.
In a young Tamil, get at Nam Dogong all at that Lanang and Denang,
Tamil,
Caravatan, Toza, the Laza, in a young Nailog, the year,
Mamadolin,
Nailog, year, Mabadon, the year, Mabadon, Ying Nam Dang, and the year,
Mosaki,
Ying,
and now a
candidate,
now a candidate, Chunang, the Tamil, Ying, the Indigenamare.
Tapa, Ying so am Nando Yermasi Ying Namdag Nando, Tanang Dandenang Cheba Yoma, Yeva Seya Yoma. Junzi Tisena, so regarded Tolija. So Sejite, so the Chetan the Tekan Gola Poji Tigla Yang Yavare, Majona Jona. Tole jar sijete, Chetang tole te shumba te gindo, jarwa te shumba le jarwa, pavu chingda wu.
For the first verse of the eight types of non-duality, you have that. First line, the appearances of the Yidam deities. There are various kinds of Yidams appear. There are various appearances of Yidams. These, you could say, would be on the side of good. And then there are the various illusions of hindering Maras. This would be seen on the side of bad. That's pretty easy.
And then,
actually, example of that is a moon, the reflection of the moon in water. So the reflection of the moon in water doesn't occur for no reason at all. Rather, the reflection of the moon in the water occurs because you have causes and conditions all coming together. In fact, for the reflection of the moon in water, it's necessary to have those causes and conditions. So this is saying that one sees that all things shine forth are coming as causes, as the appearances of causes and conditions. Then we move on to the third line, and this is saying that the first two are sort of talking about the situation as it is, and the third one is sort of talking about something that you need to, an approach that you need to have to that. Since all things come as the since all things arise as the coming together of causes and conditions, one needs to understand the subtleties of what is to be accepted and what is to be rejected. So this line is actually saying that one has come to that understanding. One does know exactly and very precisely what is to be accepted and what is to be rejected due to the fact that all things are or have come from causes and the accumulation. Says, then whatever appearances arise, however things might appear, anything that does appear only appears because it came up as the coming together of causes and conditions. And in that case, anything that appears, however it appears, is the inseparability of emptiness and appearance.
Tene saja tempe lola, dorje tempe lola, tende di khachor, tende yapu khaya yore, pena malan lan tende maumbe
Maumbala Kandeki, you want someone here, but they untended. Young thing and then you get your non latente Maumba Kandeki, you want someone here, but they untended. Tended, then I will attend it here. Take it though. Take it though, Oaks and Anga Josor Latente, then in Maumba, someone here, but Tesu Tamjela, then I will attend it. Oak Jova. Oak. Now, again, Jova, the Uni Jova, the Uni Jova last of Joseph Latin de Maumba Kande in one Shiba. Then I will attend the signal. Nanjur Bakaye de Yendaka Mo, then the Mota Gogdua. They told a Nanjurpa, longer Nanjur Trobatu. Now, again, Jova, Uni Jova, Uni Joseph Latin de Kande in one the Hakoya, then the way. Re tenda wo yoba. Re ukte nawo yeni joba, yoni joba. Nika ni jotho dundu la tenda mate ke mota na. Eka zo nawo yeni joga ndo, yoni joga ndo. Uni joba la so ko tenda la ta te yang long time ba tenda wo zo to. Dundu la tenda cha se ke. Tenda wo de tin de tamo yoba.
You've heard about this before? Okay. So Rinpoche says, in short, everything comes down to the fact that things are dependent arising, arising because of the coming together of causes and conditions. It's even possible to know what's It's even possible to know what's going to happen in the future because everything is a dependent arising, because everything is a dependent related arising. It is even possible to know what's going to happen in the future based on one's experience of the coming and going of one's breath. And then he goes on to explain that there are some people who are capable of doing divinations, sometimes called modes, right? There are people who are capable of doing divinations and telling you about what's going to happen in the future on the basis of how they experience their breath coming and going.
Then there were yin kipa la sopa. Mungkin kita soal tender jenama, apa? Yang jenama, senjenam tu kita lazu ba, terus yang tender jenama siapa? Tender jenama cakap dalam ramai.
And so likewise, it's possible to know the content of other people's minds, to have clairvoyance or whatever you want to call about it, because the various things that arise in there, because the various things that arise in their minds, the various discursive thoughts that arise in their minds. Also are the products of causes and conditions coming together. So this is possible too.
Then Rongguan Zangba Jare Nam Talando Zangba Jare Lama de Lingere Bare, Doctor Lingere Bare Konga Tangbo Lama get tender Mangbo Songundo, tender de Toktare, Tangbo Toktare, tender Sigite Nam Doka Takware, Toktare Mangbo Samsung, Tele Tende, tender Karkale Kago Jongsong. Lame, tender, Mambo Sungudo, tender, Sigita, Namdo Gatagware, Mambo Samsung, Tango. Jesus tender, Kerkale Kagwa, Johnson. He said, Jutin tender, Janama Chato Layan, Niki go over the dog. Sambajare, Namdal Tendo. Lame, tender, Mambo Sungudo, tender, Sigita, Toktare, Mama Samsung. Telatin the Jesus tender Harkale Kago Johnson. Then tender Lion he go over it. Tison tender Lang here, he young go over it.
There was a long time ago in the Kaju lineage, there was one very great Lama, his name was Sampagyari, he's very famous in the lineage.
Konga Lama Lingjire Parva.
And his guru was Lingjire. And actually there is a whole tradition of talking, there is actually a whole tradition of discussion of dependent related arisings, which we don't so much hear of, I think, but it's very much there in the tradition. And Lingjie Repa used to talk about this a lot.
Tambo Lame, tender Sumba Capso, Koran, Tangu Kapso, Tokta, Samsung, Telatin, the Jesus, the Sharkale Kapo Jonsung. Ah,
if someone has got this better than I have. Oh, I see. Yeah. First heard this from his guru, Lingjie Lepa, that he thought that it was just conceptual. He had sort of a conceptual approach to the whole thing. And because of that, later, the real dependent related arising didn't arise very well for him. It was very difficult for this particular experience to come.
Is that right? Right.
In short, if at first you don't have some kind of certainty about dependent-related arising, then later for the actual experience of dependent-related arising to occur for you, it'll be very difficult. So first one needs to have certainty about that.
Ta jeba tenen kalam do gonne mulam pemba sepa tang Kanzen drove a ton to your tongue, so me learned to drop out some tenant and colored the golden inches out of
them. Then the next verse. Aspirational prayers waiting in benefit. Whatever is done, being of benefit to beings, and effortless spontaneity is enlightened activity, flourishing a lance in space.
In the Mulan Pamba Seba Tangs, it is the Gara Sena, Tikba Timbu Lola, Mulam de Zoten Tayebe, Simjin Tamke de Ton Seba Mulam de Jeva, Jeva Terra Mangola Mulam Tavire. Dan Tene, said Jetia Tikba Timbu Lola, Tene, the Simjin de Ton Droma, then Tene, Simjin de Ton Droma, Tonan Tene Mare, then do Mulan Pamba Seba. Mulan de Pemba, Mulan de Nuba Seba, Mulan de Nuba, Mon de Turba. Sanjo Sambaina, Dini, Jeva Mambola, Terra Mambola, Mulan Tabure, Mulan de Pemba, Nuba Seba. Taye Pesimjin Tamje de Tondra, but Mulan Tabatie, Pemba, Nuba Seba, Nuba, Mon de Turba, De Tangose. Kanzen drove a ton your tongue. Kande je se na yang sen jin je rang ge lu nga ye som je sa wa kande se je dal se na yang go ba tong du jin sen jin la pin to ba zo mi le je to ba som ne sen jin je tong se pa ta zo wa mai pa be zo mai pa be mi le ro jin ro dong jong wa ti som de zo na tene tene ka lan dong go Kare se na yang sem jen je tong dropa se na sem jen je tong dropa telan tene se gare tene sabak lunga ye som je sabak kande je se na yang sem jen la pin toba se na tene ka lindu ko
So this this comes out pretty much the way it's written down on paper there's quite not a lot of extra words to it it says in the tradition of the Mahayana that one needs to make aspirational prayers and for the benefit of beings and one needs to do this throughout many lives. So these are all aspirational prayers which will benefit other sentient beings. And here when it says awakening, it means that actually maybe it's probably better if awakening goes at the end of the line. It's that one needs to wake up these prayers. One needs to actually go about making these prayers. That's what it really means. So one needs to awaken prayers of aspiration for sentient beings. This is said in the Mahayana many times. So I think we'll make that awakening aspirational prayers for benefit. Yes, awakening aspirational prayers for benefit. And then, whatever one does should be of benefit to sentient beings. So here it says that one is arrived in the state where whatever one does benefit beings, and comes out that way. And then, the way that this kind of benefit for beings comes about is as something that's an effortless spontaneity. They talk about activity which is effortless and is spontaneous, as we discussed yesterday or the day before. So if you have this kind of activity, that will be the enlightened activity of waving a flourishing a lance in space. And that kind of activity is something that you will do through your body, speech, and mind. So based on your prayers of aspiration, then you end up making these activities of body, speech, and mind for the benefit of all sentient beings.
Yene danda zangbo jyoba manam dela yin yore, ta ye bis namga ta danyan de semjin tamje je don sepa ta. Semjin zan zoya yo ma re, semjin zoya me be don se gyoba se na, Tenin Samsung Jogo Yuri, same change at Don Dubala, young Majoba, Malam Lasopa, Malam Mambuyere. Then I just same change at Don say Joa Mabachana, Tenin, young, same change at Don say, but cups of Majoba, Malam de, never say. Jona, my saber. Samsung Jogo the one.
So, one thing here is that we shouldn't be, shouldn't let our minds get depressed about what we have to do to benefit sentient beings. We shouldn't sort of let our minds go down a bit or sort of lose the strength of our exertion in terms of mental strength of our exertion for sentient beings. So, for example, in the prayer of aspiration that we recited several days ago at the beginning of Samadhubhasa's prayer of good conduct, there's all sorts of prayers and aspirations there, and there are a lot of them in other places too, about how to benefit all of the sentient beings through a limitless space. So if one makes a lot of these prayers of aspiration and keeps up with them, basically you'll make an ability for yourself, you'll keep the ability of mind so that you can continue to benefit sentient beings, so that you will be able to benefit all of the sentient beings as limitless as space without losing heart, without losing strength of mind, without getting depressed about what you're supposed to be doing or are doing.
Dongkor je je yan chong de ne yung su trakwe chong kar to cinti lam sinab je sem la kya me lang wang.
This last one is also very easy. There's this small melody of the end flourishings of the lance has in the well-known place of White Garuda, and due to the blessings of the Guru having the signs arisen in the mind and being
seen. Tendin lam senap gentola tine, tene, ranga semla, herne, tene londene long.
So again, this small melody of the eight flourishings of the lance has in the well known place of White Garuda. Well, it might say here well known place, but actually we're not really sure where it is. It's somewhere in Tibet. probably. It's a place from previous times, and someone gave it a name back in those times, and we don't really know anymore. At any rate, in that place, which is well known, came, due to the blessings of a guru, due to the blessings of a guru in this case, who has the signs, having the signs, actually usually translated as authentic, but I chose to just do it the way it is in Tibetan. Having the signs has arisen in the mind and being seized means that it came up in the mind, and then the conceptual mind took a hold of it, understood it, and knew what to do with it.
Tene dopa kaje la tendok nan je karma se leje tu jin dopa tendok nan je karma tu jin dopa haja mambo nan je karma se leje nam je karma hago nam ka karma seta re tendok nan je karma te yaba go thang pa le song re dunne te so man ke ba bhoj tu le yo re to bhoj je tu je Poje to, ya, to ngari, kante se. Poje to, me parso mula. To ngari koso, me dogan kando, parvi sangru je, posa chucho yore, to me parso msere. Tene, doba kaji la, tuindok nanje karma se jete, jarwa goetang pal, pe loma le somare. He said that they to the inside of somebody. No, they didn't have to go. Don't mind you come.
That was a discussion about where this well-known place actually is. Gautama Gombo Dorji was actually part of the Drupakaji lineage. And in, as far as the Drupakaji lineage was concerned, there were three divisions. And it really depended on where they came from. There was what was called the upper, the lower, and the middle. And he's thinking that this comes from the upper part.
Mangbo ye bat sere, toen do naan je karma.
I think it was saying that he had students like the number of stars, if I understand.
Mang bat sere, mangbo ye bat sere, toen do naan je karma. Naan je karma naan je karma, toen je do.
We're talking about people who were very, very early in the lineage and they were very great practitioners. And it is said that they would have students like the stars in the sky, in other words, an extraordinary number of students. So he was saying that, and then it's felt, and those lineages that came from the early Tulpakaju actually divided up into three. There was one in upper, one in what's called lower, and one was called in middle places. In Tibet, and so Rinpoche is thinking that this was all done in what's called the upper place, and that would come from the upper lineage as well.
I'm not on God to change the Tutu to Sarahat and Telo Naro Soja Doata. The name Poja to Topsu Tanda Malare Patang. The name Java Gosangba Loreta Lasoba. Topsu Sungot the Soya Puhako. Sungot the Soya Puhakona. The name Sajit in the Tawahako.
The profound view of Mahamudra, which is realized by various siddhas, various Mahasiddhas in India. The chief of them being Saraha,
Sarahatan Telo Naro.
Saraha, Telo, Naropa, and many, and so on. There were many of them all together. This understanding of Mahamudra, which is transmitted into Tibet and carried forth by the Tibetan siddhas such as Sampragyare, Vinterepa, and so on, there were many of them. They in Tibet spoke many words about the Mahamudra tradition, about the understanding of Mahamudra, and the understanding that they spoke is written in their songs and so forth, and it was very important then in order to understand the Mahamudra tradition to understand or to read and so forth what these great Tibetan siddhas had to say in their writings.
Nimi yang teni me pa namje. Nimi namba je. Nimi namba je di chekhe ne ya pongo sa re sambalo. Nimi namje.
So then for tomorrow we have another song from Gotsangpa, and this will be the song of the eight aspects or the eight types of being without duality.
De kapso deva chipo tan donga la chepa me ba so ji jum chi song do te kar chim bo re san do chipo tan donga la chepa me
so this is
deva tan donga la chepa me bo jum chi song
this will talk about the reasonings or the sort of the logic behind how happiness and suffering, all of these different things are actually not dualistic pairs, they're not actually opposite pairs.
De chim bo zon zo pa tan Matela ne pa yimba. Matela ne pa yimba ta na ta me pa chipo yoba. Teso tam te ne lugla. Ni se yoma ne pa ni.
Having suffering in this life, being sick in our human bodies, having happiness in our human lives, all of these things in the actuality itself are not separate and not differentiable and not differentiated. So this is going to talk about how those things of suffering and happiness are not differentiable.
Tene kakhe na semcho na degendo, kakhe jipo chong na yengpa na degendo, tene nyapa nye toko.
So whether your mind goes down and becomes timid, or whether your mind is full of happiness, this explains how it doesn't matter, whatever happens.
Both
of them in that case become experience or meditation, become the process of gaining experience on the path.
So nom de dom de